Blog Talk Radio.
The daily go get him is a show. We do this every single day, every single day, every day. Every day it rains, every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. We break it down, baby. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. I am your host, Sun 752, a.k.a. Omar with the rrrr. And if you can't say Omar with the rrrr, well, then you just say Omar with the R. This is the Daily Go Get a Business Show all up in your area. I'm feeling like a real man should, and I hope that y'all feeling like real men and women should also. So tonight on the Daily Go Get a Business Show on this Pretty Petty Tuesday, we are talking about quitting. Just before you're about to get yours, quitting just before you're about to get yours. Have you ever been to a party and the party was garbage? It wasn't nothing to it. It wasn't popping. It was nothing like it promised to be. And, you know, so you at the party, you're like, man, I could have been home, laid up with my baby. I can't believe I hired a babysitter for this mess. I could have saved that money. We could have went to Chuck E. Cheese. We could have went to Dave and Buster's, whatever. You know, I could have spent my money in a better way, because this thing that you went to just was not living up to any of the hype that was surrounded around it. And you left. So you said, look, I'm out of here. So you left the party, whatever. You figured, man, that thing was lame anyway. And when you got home, people were talking about this party the next day and how it was the greatest thing ever, how it started off slow, but after a certain hour, this thing started jumping off the hook and all kinds of crazy stuff happened. And it was
This was just the ultimate thing. This celebrity showed up. That celebrity showed up. This special guest showed up. They was giving out party favors. You know, it was the greatest thing. It was the greatest event since the Super Bowl. And you're like, what the hell? What are you talking about? I left this party at about midnight. Nothing was going on. Nobody was in there. It wasn't nothing happening. The drinks were too high, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, it seems as though a lot of people thought that the address was wrong. So when they found out where the address really was, then they started pouring in there like crazy after 12 o'clock. And you left right at 12 o'clock. So by the time 12:30, between 12:30, 1 o'clock, 1:30 hit, this thing was the greatest party ever in the world. Not only that, but they extended the hours. Normally, the bar closes at 2, and a lot of the clubs close at 2. They extended it. We was partying until 4 in the morning, and I mean partying it. They locked the doors and turned it into a social club so we wouldn't have to deal with the cops talking about serving drinks after 2 o'clock. This thing was the ultimate. Look, I got pictures. I got videos and all of this. Matter of fact, look at this. This is you leaving the club. I just happened to be pointing the camera in the direction around midnight. You left the club at 7 o'clock. You left the club at 12 o'clock. Like you was Cinderella or something. We saw you getting to your Nissan Chariot and everything. I'm sorry, your Toyota Stagecoach. Mm-hmm. We saw you. We started to leave too, but we paid so much money to get in. We figured we might as well ride it out. What y'all know about that? So just before all of the fun started, you left. Maybe you had to leave. Maybe you wanted to leave. Whatever the case was, you wasn't staying in there no more. What's going on, Carol Chamber? Let me five Rita and Stacey White. What's going on? Thanks for coming through tonight. You know, we got the thing right and T. Carrie right, morning, noon, and night. It's always great to have my people going directly into your site. Thanks for coming on through. I really appreciate you. And that's all of you. So getting out, quitting, just before you're about to get yours. How many of y'all have worked at a job? Job keeps passing you over. You ask for raises. Nope. You ask for promotion. Nope. Then again, maybe you didn't ask. A lot of people don't ask. You'd be amazed at how many people work at a job for years and years and never ask for a raise, never ask for a promotion. And some jobs are union jobs. So even if you ask for a raise, you're not going to get it. In a union job, supposedly everybody makes the same amount of money. So, and I say supposedly because I know some particular personal situations where I'm like, Everybody evidently doesn't include these people over here because they make more than these people over here. But everything is supposed to be contractual. So anyway, you'd be amazed at how many people stay on a job for years and years, complain about the job or are either satisfied with the position that they have and they wait. They wait to be discovered, so to speak. So they will work on that job for years and years and years and never ask for a raise and never ask for a promotion, but expect to be raised and expect to be promoted. Some people are afraid to ask for a raise or a promotion because maybe they don't believe that they are worthy of getting it. Either that or the fear of rejection is so strong that they don't want to take any type of chances. You know, your ego is at stake and you don't want to take any type of chances getting that thing bruised, banged up, hurt, dinged, dented, foaled, spindled, mutilated, damaged, hurt, in pain. So yeah, you know, so maybe After a certain amount of time, you finally got up the heart to ask for a raise or ask for a promotion. You know, after seeing so many people get promoted over you, like the new person just came in. This person that's not as good as you are, this person, this college kid just started on a job, has absolutely zero work experience. You know you do your job well, but you haven't done a very good job at asserting yourself. So in your frustration, either one of two things could have happened. You may have quit and said, you know what, they're never going to do this for me. You know, some people have determined that nothing is going to happen for them, and they haven't asked for one thing. They haven't asked for anything. So they basically just allowed themselves to be given the scraps of whatever was available. Never asked for a raise, never asked for more responsibility, never asked for a promotion. And, you know, a lot of people don't understand that. In order to get promoted, in order to get that raise, you have to take on more responsibility than you had. A lot of people think, well, I've already done all of the work, so you should raise me based on the money that you've made off me already. It doesn't work that way. If you really want to get a promotion on a job, ask for more responsibilities. Ask for more work from them. Tell them that you can do more and you're willing to take on more. See what happens. See, a lot of us don't even want to put that out into the space. Like, I ain't going to tell them I'm doing no more. I'm already busting my ass. A lot of us say that, and it's not really true. And we kind of know that, and that's kind of like the reason why we don't ask for any more. Like, you going to mess up my break time. Like, what do you mean your break time? You know, my rest time. What do you mean rest time? You know, the part of the day where I don't do nothing and don't feel no kind of way about it, and nobody knows where I go because I disappear into thin air. Unavailable for an hour. Well, your lunch break is a half an hour. And I'm not even talking about my lunch break. I have an independent hour. Anyway, so what you know about quitting that job and then finding out after you quit that you were just about to get promoted and raised. They were making some new changes at the job. New management was coming through, and they had you on their radar of people who had been on the job for a long time and would probably be suited for a leadership position. But you already said bye-bye. You said bye, and you're bitter. You went and got another job where the same thing is probably going to happen, you know, with you not asserting yourself, making yourself readily available, and then getting passed over and feeling passed over. So, you know about it. You know about that. On the flip side, what you know about doing all kinds of crazy, chaotic, and rule-breaking stuff at your job, and knowing that the writing is on the wall for you to be disciplined all crazy or to be fired straight up. So before that happens, you quit, resigned, stepped down. You got on up out of there. Sometimes it's not even the discipline that gets some people to straighten up and fly right, or to at least or bail out. Sometimes it's the humiliation that they were associated with some type of impropriety, and they ain't trying to have. You know, I hate this incident, but there was a Philly battle rapper named Tech N9ne. Tech N9ne was a good rapper. He was a very good battle rapper and had been in battle rap for years and years. He battled this person, that person. He was really good at crowd control. So although his rhymes wasn't all of that, he knew how to win battles or at least compete on a level where you could argue that, yo, I mean, he showed out. And there were plenty of times where he bodied cats. He really did well. Anyway, In 2018, evidently there was an investigation going on with Tech N9ne about his alleged sexual assault of minors. Something like his girlfriend's daughter, something like that. And there were some other offenses. And it wasn't looking good for him. Now, the battle rap community hadn't found out about this. They didn't know nothing about it. All they know is that for a while, he had this. He was on this blog channel, and he had been missing from the blog channel for a few weeks. And the host and creator of the blog channel didn't seem to know where he was, didn't have any information about his whereabouts. And to make a long story short, going into 2019, I believe it was either January or February of 2019, Tech N9ne was reported to have died. Now, you're thinking about a 31-year-old man. What do you mean he died? Like, what does that mean? He has died. Well, come to find out that he committed suicide. We believe he committed suicide because he knew that once these allegations came out, even if he was fighting them, you know, in battle rap, they get all into your business. They get very personal in their battle rhymes. So he wasn't going to be able to battle and win anything with this thing looming over him. So it's believed that he took his own life because of that. He didn't leave a note or anything like that, but he was due to go to court. I want to say that this happened in January because I believe his court date was something like January 27th. And I'm wondering why that number or the 29th, I don't know. These numbers are stuck in my head. Anyway, he couldn't put up with that humiliation. So he quit his life before he was about to get his. And his could have been a conviction, loss of respect and placement in battle rap. They did. They wind up taking down his videos and all of that. Anyway, if you go on YouTube right now, it will be very hard for you to find a Tech N9ne video. Matter of fact, well, let's see. Let's see. Because I know one Battle League took down all his videos. Okay. There's still some Tech N9ne videos up here. They took down all of the ones on this particular... Yeah, they took down all of the ones on this particular battle league. So you'll never. But he does still have some videos up. So I guess he couldn't withstand. He couldn't withstand the thought of losing that type of respect, that type of status in his profession. So he got on the body there. And, you know, I don't want to make light of anybody taking their own life or anyone taking their own lives because, you know, it's a sad thing. It really is. Because even if he had done it, your life might be one thing right now, but you can come back and be another thing. Nonetheless, he quit. Before he quit just before he was about to get his, or what he believed he was about to get. That was that. So sometimes you can quit before you get yours in a good way, and you can quit before you get yours in a bad way. He was probably going to get his in a bad way, but he made absolutely sure that didn't happen. He was a good rapper, though. You know, he was. He was a good rapper, and It's a shame. It's a shame. Well, of course, for the alleged victims, if it was true that he did what he was indicted for, yeah, well, that ain't good. Nothing good about that. So that's what we're talking about tonight. Quitting just before you're about to get yours. If you are a gambler, what if you knew exactly when to get in the game and out of the game, in the game and out of the game? What if you had a system where you knew that at the crap table, you knew exactly when to put your money down, even if you didn't know the number that was going to come up to make your point? What if you knew exactly or could sense exactly when everybody was about to crap out? What if you knew you would make all the money? But what happens? You don't know. You base your gambling on false intuitions, and you wind up losing hundreds and thousands of dollars. But if you could quit just before you were about to crap out. Same thing with cards. Blackjack, what if you knew exactly when the dealer was about to beat you? You know what happens to me every time I play blackjack, and I hate this bullshit. I get a face card and a goddamn deuce. Now, you have to make a decision when you got a 12, because another face card is going to break you. So guess what normally happens with me? You figure the probability of a face card coming up is actually a little bit higher than you think, because it could be an ace. I'm sorry. It could be a king, queen, jack, or a 10. So that's 4. And those are kings, queens, jacks, and 10s of 4 different. Suits. So you have clubs, hearts, diamonds, and spades. So all I know is that I'm taking all of these other cards. We got 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and aces. But what normally happens? Hit me. Boom, face card. You're out. What if I stayed at 12? Now, the way it's supposed to work is if you're showing a 12 and the dealer doesn't have to show his hand first. This is the part where I think it's a little unfair, because everybody else has to show their hand and the dealer doesn't, not until everybody else places their bets. Anyway. So the way it's supposed to work is if you have a 12 showing and the dealer has, let's say, a 7 showing, you're supposed to assume that he has a 10 under there. So he's going to have 17, and he can't hit, he can't pluck any more cards after he reaches 17. Well, after 16, actually. So 17 is his limit. So if you're showing a 2 and he's showing a 7, you're supposed to hit that, because you have to try to get as close to 21 as possible. Because the thinking is that if he has a 7 and a 10, then he has 17. He'll have to stay. He can't hit anymore. If you can get an 18, 19, 20, or 21, you're going to beat him. What happens? I got a 12 showing. I hit, boom, face card. I'm out. What if I knew better? I do kind of know better. Sometimes I stay at 12. It'd be killing me inside. Like, what happens when I stay at 12? Oh, if you're asking, what happens when I stay at 12 is the next, the person who takes a hit after me gets an 8 or gets a 9. 21, hard to beat that. Or they'll get a 3 and a 5, a 5 and a 4. And I'm thinking, like, you have got to be kidding me. But those are chances you take. If we knew what was going to happen with our very next move, we would probably never make a move in life. That's kind of how that goes. We would keep rewinding and rewinding and rewinding and rewinding. So quitting just before you're about to get yours. What do you know about quitting just before you're about to get yours? Yeah. You ever break up with somebody and find out maybe you broke up with somebody because you didn't feel like they were moving the relationship in the direction that you wanted to go? Maybe you wanted to be married and they didn't. But then again, in a relationship, when you're ready to break up with somebody, or if you break up with somebody that's really doing well by you or wants to do well by you, they'll let you know. Like, listen, I don't think that this is a good idea to break up, because I'm trying to tell you, everything that you've been asking me to do, I'm ready to do. As a matter of fact, I bought this ring. You said you wanted to get married. I'm ready. Let me get on this one knee. Many people have stayed in relationships because of that very thing. So that's an example where... Now, there could be some extreme examples to the contrary where you got out of a relationship just before it was about to get hairy and scary and gory and nasty and abusive and unhealthy and toxic. But nobody seems to get out of relationships before that happens. What you know? My brother Ansel Jones is in the house. What's going on, my brother Ansel Jones? And Robbie Ming is here to do a thing. She's something like a queen for a king. Thanks for coming through and swing. And Shirley, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world. Thanks for coming through. Girl, okay. And so Joan says, I will get off the crap table even if I'm doing good, because eventually the well will get dry. Yeah. You don't roll that dice book for so long before that thing, before that 7 is coming. It seems like that 7 be looming. That's what you got to think about. The way that the dice are, it's as easy to roll a 7 as it is any of the other numbers. You can get through with a combination of 1 and a 6, 2 and a 5, 3 and a 4. Ansel says, for example, I will start with $200 and get up to $400. I will pick up my money and put it in my pocket. That's smart, but that lets me know that you aren't a gambler. You might gamble, but you ain't that gambler. Because most gamblers ain't leaving with just no $200. First of all, they cash in $1,000. Like real gamblers, I'd be like, what? You just cashed in $1,000? Sitting at the table and you betting hundreds and hundreds? And they be losing. And you can tell that this is not the first time that they cashed $1,000. So you $2,000 in and ain't nowhere near winning? That's what we doing? Man, that would have me going home mad depressed, because I only like to win. I don't like to lose. And yeah, he says, I've seen people lose $1,000 trying to get their $200 back. Yep. Withdrawn from that high-ass ATM machine that they have in there. Robbie Mink says, you don't know when you're going to lose or win. Gambling is a risk you take. Yep. TK Wright says, break up with someone great, then they hit the lottery. See, you know what? Does that ever happen? And is that getting yours? Could be. I don't know. You know, I think the likelier scenario is breaking up with somebody just before they're about to do well in life. Maybe you were dating some type of performer, entertainer, whatever. And they were just pretty much spinning their wheels in their profession. And then you break up with them, and then they finally get signed. And they finally start to get the recognition that they deserve. And they finally break the code of success that they've been trying to break for so long. Well, I know a lot of people that would just humble themselves and go right back to them. Hey, acting like they didn't even know. You work where? Doing what? With who? Get out of here. Who knew? Shit like that. Shit like that. Okay, right, says, job gamble equals telling your job that you were offered another job. Meanwhile, they were about to promote you. Mm-mm. Happened to someone you know, okay? And so Joe says, if we put $25 on each Mega Millions and win, how much do each of us get? A shit pile. Stacked sky high. Yeah, that's a lot of money. But they know that the odds of winning are so low that no matter who wins and how much they win, it's just a drop in the bucket, as you can clearly see. Because all of that money comes out of the pool of people who played. What they say on the Pennsylvania Daily Lottery, benefits go to senior Pennsylvanians. I know a bunch of seniors, and I don't remember any of them talking about, I got a check because of the lottery. You played the lottery? No, man, you know when you turn 65, you know the lottery proceeds go to us, man. Look at this. Got this check every month. This thing is better than SSI. It's better than retirement. It's better. This is 401k. No, I've never known anybody who can directly say that proceeds from the daily lottery or whatever has benefited them in any way. They got a chance just like everybody else. Hey, make sure y'all hit that like button, y'all. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. This is the Daily Go-Get-Emism Show. I am your host on 752, and we are talking about quitting just before you're about to get yours. Quitting just before you're about to get yours. Get yours. What you know? What do you know? Getting yours. That can mean getting yours in a good way, a positive way. Everything that you worked for, hoped for, waited for. Or getting yours in the form of, I was a corrupt cop. A bad cop, I guess you could say. And internal affairs was on my ass. And I was going to have to answer a whole lot of embarrassing questions. Instead, I quit the force, and I still have my, I'm still a member of the FOP, and I will get my retirement when I retire. So I got out just before that investigation that was going to derail everything that I had stolen, I mean, worked for the past 30 years. I joined the force when I was 25. Now I'm 55. I got to retire now. Right now. This is before body cams. And this was after body cams. I don't look good on body cam. Body cam is not exonerating me of anything. It's getting me in a whole shit pile of trouble. Plenty of people have had an example like that, like the dirty cop. Get off the force. Quit the force before the force quits you, before they start the cancel culture on your ass. Hmm? Huh? quitting just before you're about to get yours. Going back to gambling for a second. I would be dead wrong if I didn't talk about the people who play slot machines. The slots. You know, when you go into a casino, the slot machines are the ones that are giving out that false sense of everybody winning. You know, when you go into a lot, when you go into a casino, you hear all that ding, 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 ding. Those are those damn slot machines lying, saying that this is the place to be. Everybody is winning. Everybody is happy. This is a good place to take a chance with your rent money, your mortgage money, your children's college fund. Those are slot machines making all that noise. There are no bells and whistles at the crap table, baccarat, blackjack, Spanish 21. There are no even at the damn roulette table. There are no bells and whistles. There are no alarms. There are no cowbells. There's nothing. But people with chips in their hands, hoping that it's going to work out. But those damn slot machines, ding, 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 making all that damn noise, and you done, you know, you put $20 in and you won back 15. Ding, 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 ding. You still down five. But how many people have sat at a damn slot machine for as long as they could before they didn't have any money? And they said, yo, I got to get up from this machine. This thing is broke. It ain't giving out no money. And somebody takes your seat that you were just sitting at, put the coins or the credits in the machine, and it's like ding, 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 or they won so much that there are no coins in there. They give them the ticket, $2,500, $5,000. That's your money. You just threw $500 in there, and you could not win enough back. I always thought the eye in the sky decides who wins or who loses in slot machines. See, slot machines are electronic. That's why I don't like them. I don't want to deal with any electricity when I'm gambling. I don't like that. All I want is humans and human error. But yeah, you got up from that slot machine just before it was about to pay off. And I mean one pull, it was about to pay off. It ain't right. Ain't right at all. And so Jones says, we know each other, some longer than others. Favoritism and money don't go together well. Nope. Is your show? So her husband says, like that Taraji P. Henson movie, Acrimony, when she divorced her husband right before his invention that made him rich. If it was a bad marriage, it was a bad marriage, though. See, when I say just before you're about to get yours, I mean all yours. Your heart, your soul, your spirit, your labor, your time, your effort, your ability, your skills, your patience. Just before you're about to reap the fruits of your labor, you got on up out of there. You may have never even found out that you were about to get upped. You know, this might be the story of my life. I've never gotten promoted at any job. It wasn't because I wasn't good enough, but I definitely left. I haven't, let's see, outside of when I worked for myself. Oh, you know what? Yeah. Well, you know, this is a little iffy because I worked at Aramark for somewhere from 2013 till 2019. And I did become a manager, but I didn't get promoted to manager. I had to go to another account and apply as manager. So it wasn't like I stayed in the account as one thing, and then they said, yo, we're going to promote you to this thing. So I've never been on a job long enough for that to have happened. I've never been promoted from the inside. All right, y'all. The bell then went off. We're going to do like we did yesterday. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious, glorious, glorious March 8th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special because they are special because they are special because they are S-P-E-C-I-R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. We get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. Get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get number one out the box. Well, normally she would be right here commenting and making sure that people who posted the wrong, posted spam in the chat room were being X'd out of here. And that would be Emily Dunlap. And I said, Emily, turning 57 years old today. Do the damn thing. I hope that wherever you are, you're happy, secure, having fun, a great time, and planning to live many, 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 many more. So do the damn thing, Emily. And also my girl Lily, going all the way back to like the 1987. What up, Lily? And KK Murray, turning 56 years old today, and she's raising money. Oh, I'm not. Nah, we ain't doing that. I ain't even mentioning what she's raising money for. It must be crazy. And Latoya Martin, happy birthday to you. And Jamie McGowan, turning 52 years old today. And Darcia Wilson, turning 45 years old today. And Raheem Freeman, turning 60 years old today. And Isha Zayn Oshun Kemi Green, turning 45 years old today. And Ola Yinka Cole, happy birthday to you. And my man Jermaine Curry, haven't seen or heard from him in a good little minute. Turning 45 years old today. And last but not least, going all the way back to the 1991, my man Derek LaBeouf. Derek LaBeouf from down there in New Orleans. Down there in New Orleans. I want to say happy birthday to all of you and anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious, glorious, glorious March 8th, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally. All of y'all go ahead and turn up, turn up. But don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. I rock out. Rock on and do the damn, rock out. Rock and do the damn, rock out. Rock on and do the damn thing. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours. And remember, man, check it out and feel it. Getting out, quitting just before you're about to get yours. Quitting out, getting out before you're about to get yours. It can be good. It can be bad. But whether it makes you happy or sad, you got out before it went bad or good. And maybe you should know the best time next time to do what's understood. All right. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love you all to death. Resuscitate y'all. Love you right back to life. Make sure y'all hit that like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. We will be back tomorrow night for another installment of the Daily Go Get 'Em show. So 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Y'all know what it is? You know the vibes? So with that being said, listen, y'all have a great, 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 great night. and I see you on the other side. So for my blog talkers, let me get you on up out of here. Let me say goodbye, my dear. Let me do it sincerely. And for my Instagrammers, your five slammer jammer, thanks for coming on through and let me exercise my grammar. Peace, y'all. And for my YouTubers, you know just how we do, but thanks for coming on through. See you on the other side, my boobers. It looks like I'm getting out of here just before things get haywire, because this video is looking mighty janky.